Proclamation number 962, dated the June 13th, 1939. Mental activity. Heart. Brain. Unite in faith and pay attention to my words, for the spirit in you will noticeably express my will. And if you live up to my will, your life will irrevocably lead to the goal. The thought is spiritual strength. It propagates and is therefore the best evidence that it is not something dead, that it lifts and invigorates and is in constant contact with a person's mental activity. Regular nourishment through spiritual strength is essentially the human being's mental activity. The human being is capable of receiving this flow of strength and effectively diverting it to the heart, which, as a receiving station for spiritual strength, makes constant use of the nourishment and, thus utilized, returns it to the brain center, where it, in a manner of speaking, activates the human being's mechanism. This process is still entirely incomprehensible to the human being, since up to now he is advocating the mistaken opinion that only the brain carries out its organic activity and that the rest of the body is not involved at first until the will moves into action and then the body implements the mental activity, but that, in fact, the heart is the receiving station and that an elimination first happens there as to how far the human being is willing to accept the spiritual strength, that is, the transfer of thoughts, and this happens in a way that the body, and with it the brain as an organ, consents to either keep the received spiritual transfer as spiritual knowledge or merely senses it as a vague notion and instantly dismisses it again. For this reason it happens so often that opposition makes itself felt when a particularly insightful and willingly receptive soul also wants to impart the information received in the heart of the brain. The latter refuses to accept it completely, sends it back to the human heart, where it is received again with sadness, sent repeatedly up until the brain's opposition wearies and subsequently acts as it should, since it is now determined by the strength of the spirit, which grows increasingly stronger the more the brain's opposition wanes. Mental activity can only be fully explained in this way, and provides the answer to the question why the same wisdom, which people are made aware of in the same manner, will be completely differently received, i.e., believed. In fact, it is simply due to a person's will to what extent he accepts and utilizes the spiritual information received by the heart, whether he therefore effectively offers resistance through the mere activity of the organs, which only utilize the spiritual strength so far as they need for thorough sensual activity, thus for purely earthly thinking. However, in order to solve spiritual problems, the cooperation of the heart with the thinking organs is indispensable, because everything spiritual first takes the path to the heart until it is passed on, and then it will also have to be fully accepted by the organs, which are responsible for mental activity. And, once again, a heart living in love will be incredibly richly endowed with spiritual strength, and therefore the person who shelters love within himself will increase his spiritual knowledge and he will live in brightest realization. Amen.